Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marvin Brown is here, too. Marvin is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime, and he wants to talk to us today about making a good first impression. Marvin Brown, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you here. So, we've all heard all of our lives, Marvin, that you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. And we've, you know, all of us, I can't imagine anybody out there today not having heard some variation on that theme and being told by our parents and our teachers and whoever that you got to make a good first impression. You got to shine your shoes. You got to wear a nice suit. You know, you got to get cleaned up. You got to have a good hair day. And you got to, you know, firm handshake and make a good first impression. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
So is anything different today about that than it was when you and I were coming up as pups?
Not at all. And Jim, it's never going to change, ever. And the reason why it won't change is because we are human beings when we appear on this earth. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, we all know that when we're born, we have legs and arms and toes and nose and ears. We see them. But there's a part of our body, it's in our brain for all of us, that is dedicated to what is referred to as our self-esteem. And that means how we feel we are seen by other people who we meet around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, and it's a part of our brain that controls our self-esteem so we don't do silly things in front of people. And it's by nature, since, you know, it's amazing how many people we meet in our lifetime when you start out going to public school or, you know, and meeting people and then to make classmates and you want to fit into the group. Then it all explodes when we go to high school and mm-hmm. become teenagers and we want to, you know, get into groups there. And so it's a constant thing from the day we're born. We're meeting neighbors. We want to make a first impression. And to say the least, since this is a business show, my gosh, when you go out on a job interview, it doesn't matter what kind of an education you had or how good you are, if you don't make a good first impression, you're not going to even get a second chance to take an interview. And yes, it all happens very quickly because the part of the person's brain is evaluating you. So I'm going to end it here by saying, in general, your question opens up the key to the door for the magic answer.
Right.
The best way to make a great first impression is to take the burden off you, concentrate on the person you're meeting, and let them know that, and allow them to know that they are absolutely making a great first impression with you, and they're going to love you because people like people.
And they like it when you want to talk about them too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Or to allow them to talk when they want to mm-hmm. talk. Mm-hmm. Those are the two rules. If they want to talk about themselves, that just let go with the flow.
Well, this is part of if you're networking, this is critical in networking because you know, we talk about this many times on the show before is, you know, tell me more. Marvin, that you would say, I would say to you, if I wanted you to keep you going, or you know, hey, Marvin, tell me about what you're doing these days, and then if I wanted to really make you feel good, I said, well, tell me more, Marvin. I'm interested in what you're having to say, and now if you're an interviewer, if you're being interviewed, I should say, for a job, that's a little bit different because they're wanting you to talk, aren't they?
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. That by the way you started, if it's done like that, you're being very inquisitive, you know, about the person. If it's very casual, tell me about yourself, what do you do, where you've
right.
been, that is a compliment because it does show that you're interested in the other person, and it allows them to talk about something that they know a little bit about so they won't fumble. And again, I will repeat it a second time, people like people who like them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you show you're interested in them, you're way ahead of the game. And of course, on a job interview, that's one place where you better be prepared for that answer.
Well, that's
you
the thing.
Ad-lib it.
There was a time, Marvin, when you and I were pups, when we didn't have access to as much information. So it might actually be appropriate for us to ask the person interviewing us, can you tell me more about the company, what you do, and those kinds of things. I can remember doing that because we didn't have a reason to know all that stuff. Today, when you show up on an interview, or when you show up if you're selling, and you show up to make a sales call, there's no reason for you not to know almost everything about that company. And so you shouldn't be asking those questions at that point. If you want to make a good first impression, you should be talking about what you've learned and how you think maybe you can help them. What do you think?
Couldn't be said better. It's always, one way or the other, because we have the internet and the ability to find out about companies, you can get the information in advance. But it is a great technique when you go out on a job interview to show that you've spent some time researching the company, you're still interested in it, you just want to confirm a few things with the person who's doing the interview. And that's kind of the attitude. You just want to confirm a few things.
Well, and the other thing is if they know, if they know you're coming, you're on a sales call or an interview, they've probably done some homework on you, too.
Yes.
Right?
Well, for sure.
So, which brings back to another part of the good first impression might happen before you even get there.
Jim, first impressions, 99% of the time, besides what you said, I mean, I agree with what you said, but on an individual basis or a social basis, first impressions will begin even before you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come in appropriately dressed or you forgot to shave that day, people will start to draw certain conclusions about you.
Or if my man bun isn't perfect, right? If it isn't in the right place on top of my head. Hey, Marvin, I need a website. You got one?
Contact strategies. Oh, no, how to meet someone. AnytimeAnywhere.net.
How to Meet Someone AnytimeAnywhere.net. Check it out, folks. That's pretty much the title of the book, How to Meet and Talk to Anyone Anywhere Anytime. Marvin Brown is the author. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some techniques, and I'm going to tell you a story on myself after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.